I'm starting to wobble now.
Oh, come on, Terry Tim.
It's two hours. We've got 2 hours left on Jem. This is our final show. Me, Amy, and Dangerous Day Ride Dave.
Morning, everybody.
Jem. Before you get emotional, yeah, can we have a chat about this evening and Dangerous Day's made alternative plans instead of on the evening day?
Cheers, pal.
Well, I've got another offer.
Right.
Cheers. We'll come back to this. Katy Perry and Change the Rhythm is 7 minutes past 8. Sam, Amy and Dangerous Dave on Jem.
Back together one last time.
That's it. We are, mate. It's our final show. Final show here on Jem. Today's weather, it's a bit cloudy today. We're going to see over the weekend. Tomorrow is the best day. Dry and sunny tomorrow.
Thank you to everyone who's getting in touch. There's so many messages. But there is a lot of messages. We'd love to read them out, and we'd probably sound a bit narcissistic, actually. But thank you for those. And also, my auntie Kate and Ray, they're in Northern Cyprus on holiday, and they've tuned in. So
you're not going to read out these messages? I thought you were going to read some of that. No, they're a bit narcissistic, are they?
Well, you can if you like.
I wasn't going to pick any up,
but if you want to,
But thank you to everybody.
Very, very kind. Thank you. We're just sitting and enjoying them.
I am starting to feel a bit weird, if I'm honest.
I just let it out, babes.
I'm not gonna let it out, obviously, because I'll get ripped from my. So we've done the breakfast show for 11 and a half years now, but 13 years here at Jem. 13, because Amy and I started on the afternoon show. I've been sat at this desk surrounded by all these buttons, and I still don't know what they do.
I know, that is staggering,
for
really.
13 years.
I probably wouldn't promote that 13 year stuff, because.
But I mean, anyway, look, so this is our final show. We've got just under 2 hours left of it to go. And then, of course, myself, Amy, producer Paul, Dangerous Dave, Katie and our boss James are going to head out on the lash all day. That's the plan, isn't it? All day.
Pretty much.
Six of us together.
Well, we're doing the triple five.
And then we're doing the triple five.
Do you remember the triple five that Sam and his friends coined, where you do five desserts in 5 hours with, you know, a few drinks.
Five starters.
Sorry, five staff. I was thinking desserts.
Freud.
Oh, no.
You're five starters in 5 hours in five restaurants.
Yeah.
And I'm really looking forward to spending some good quality time with my pals.
Yeah. Are you seriously doing that?
Yeah, triple five.
We really are, triple five, yeah. You're doing it with us, mate. We're all doing it together.
The only thing is, guys, I've actually got something else on tonight. I'm really sorry, because I didn't double book this, but the lads, someone else you know leaving their job that you worked with for 13 years.
Are they going as well?
The thing is, though, this is actually in the diary before you're leaving.
Is this someone from your new job?
No. Basically, my mates, the lads, they've been chatting about this on the lads WhatsApp group for the last few weeks.
Friends from the church.
Is it Bantasaurus Rick?
No, not Bantasaurus Rick. He isn't going.
Will IT?
Fun Rich, Will IT, Pistol Pete and Graham are all on board tonight.
Why hasn't Graham got a nickname?
It's just Graham. He works for Specsavers, Vision Express. I can't remember. He's in HR.
He
anyway, the point is, tonight in town, there's a bottomless crisp party.
A bottomless what?
A bottomless crisp party.
Crisp.
It's a genuine thing.
As in Walker's crisps?
And all sorts. All types of crisps.
Yeah, but as in crisps. Bottomless crisps.
Like
crisp
Monster
party.
Munch, Skips, Doritos.
You know what crisps are?
Oh. Thank you.
You're going to a party where you can eat as many crisps as you want.
Well, it's £10 to get in.
How are you? Eight?
This is an actual
thing.
Are
you sure this isn't for kids?
No, this is taking part tonight. Between, I think pretty much from 6 till midnight, probably it's about 3 o'clock in the morning.
What, you're just going to sit there and gorge on crisps? Look, right, hang on. £10
entry fee, and you get all the crisps that you can possibly eat.
£10? What do you think you do?
Dave, I saw a bottomless brunch the other day for Prosecco bottomless brunch, and do you know how much that was?
How much?
£12. Between 12 and 6 o'clock, you can drink as much Prosecco as you like.
Wow.
That's an alcoholic beverage.
So that's just one type of beverage.
£10 for crisps?
This is every kind of crisp. And like, the thing is, the lads have been looking forward to this for a long time. Even, like, Graham, the other day, he was in Travelodge the other night, and he sent me a picture of some nachos that he was really unhappy with. And he said these were a shambles, and he said he's really looking forward to having a really good selection of crisps at the bottomless crisp party tonight.
Can you please add me to that WhatsApp group? I will do anything to join.
It's going
to
be a great night.
Say anything,
this is just a bit of fun. You guys, this is a bit of fun for an hour. You don't mean this. You're not genuinely blowing out our leaving party for a bottomless crisp party.
But I know you're going to some kind of posh bar. Why don't you move that your party to the bottomless crisp party? I bet they'd love to have you there, and we can chat and have crisps all night long. I bet they're playing crispy music as well,
like what?
Cheesy Puff Daddy. Dorito Aura.
Wow, this is tenuous.
Stevie Golden Wonder.
That you've made this up.
Stevie what?
Stevie Golden Wonder.
I refuse to believe.
He's been gone for 18 months and that's the best he's got.
A bottomless crisp party exists.
It's happening at the Rub Smokehouse. They better give me a discount. They better give me extra crisps for that. Maybe some hummus as well.
This is mind-boggling.
Okay, David.
David, I don't think we, like, you know, we've got some of the assistants and stuff to work on the show. If we say, guys, come to bottomless crisp party. Can't, like, instead of a shot, let's have a Monster Munch.
All right. I'll start off at the crisp party, then if I'm not too tired, I'll head over to your...
it must be exhausting eating all those frazzles.
Once you pop, you can't stop. That's what they say.
Sam and Amy with you on Gem. It's Friday morning. Good morning. Today's weather is a bit of a cloudy start today. We're also going to see some sunny spells at times and over the weekend. Tomorrow, Saturday, I think I've got a goat hair in my mouth.
Oh, I've got some. Well, it's a nice thing.
I didn't kiss the goat, did I? They just float around the studio.
You didn't look that comfortable holding the goat.
I was very comfortable holding the goat. I loved holding the little goat. Thank you very much to the boys from White Post Farm for popping in. This is Sam and Amy and Danish Dave on Gem. This is our final show. We have an hour and 45 minutes on air left, and that's it. We're off at 10 o'clock. That's it. After 11 or 13 years on Gem, 11 years doing the breakfast show. What?
I just thought something that's going to make you a bit emotional.
What?
Well, it's the final ever small talk next.
Can we just not give them a choice? Can I just play?
No, because that's not what it's about. It's not about... How many times do we have to tell you it's not about you? It is not about you.
What happens if they pick Dangerous Dave?
Fine, as long as they have the choice.
I want to beat my PB of 13, to be honest.
You never got 13.
I got 13.
You never got 13.
I wrote it down.
Listen, how about if neither of you get picked today, later on this evening, we'll play a few little games. A few rounds in the pub.
That would be lovely.
Yeah?
Would
you like that?
That would be lovely.
If you want, you know, after the show's finished, we can just call each other every day at 8:20 and play amongst ourselves.
Thank you. The final ever small talk. Next.
Sam and Amy on Gem with the lovely people at the Nottingham Building Society. They'll search over 50 lenders to find you the best mortgage deal. Find out more at thenottingham.com.
At Hope Wealth, you'll always find exclusive fans.
Jonas Blue and Mama. Friday morning, the 29th of September 2017. Our final show on Gem. We've brought the boy wonder back, Dangerous Dave. Morning, Dave.
Morning.
Sam, Amy, and Dangerous Dave on Gem.
You're having a nice time, Dave. You are.
Very nice. Yeah. I'm enjoying you guys at work for the last time, if you can call it work.
This is a funny old time because this is the final ever game of small talk.
Oh.
And,
pretty big deal for me, you know.
Why for you?
Well, because, I mean, you are in the game, but it's not like you. Well, it's like 98%. At the time, I'm playing the game, aren't I? So it's almost my game.
Hang on.
No, it is. Like,
this game has been around for 11 and a half years. Mm. Okay, here was probably my favourite moment when I had to describe fish fingers. They look a bit like sausages, except they're not sausages, they're covered in breadcrumbs.
They do look a bit like sausages, except they're not sausages, they're covered in breadcrumbs.
Have you got that one about when you thought a gorilla was a bear?
Nah. A gorilla's a big bear.
What?
Yeah. What? Yeah. What did you just say?
And what about when I had to describe sugar? You put this in sugar to make... I said it!
And it was the first time we've been picked in about 8 months.
Every 6 months we've sat down and said, shall we get rid of small talk? Has it had its day? And the answer always came back as no. It's been running for 11 and a half years. And right now, right here, is the final ever game of small talk.
And you still haven't improved, Sam. It's remarkable.
Thank you. It got worse, if anything.
It's the game for kids, where we describe objects, people and places, and all the kids are going to do is guess what they are.
You have 1 minute to get as many as possible. You can pass only once. And just for playing, you get a small talk certificate, and this week's winner gets a 3D doodler where you can draw 3D shapes in midair.
Playing today, the highest score we've had so far this week was scored on Tuesday by Alyssa. And Alyssa, tell all of these Midders how many you got.
14.
Big old score. We're playing today and representing Rise Park is Taylor.
And he said his name was Taylor, which provides the inspiration for this poem.
Hi, Taylor.
Hi.
Hi, Taylor Turton. You're 9. You go to Stansted Primary School. You like eating roast dinners, especially the Yorkshire puddings. Good choice. You're learning to play the drums, and when you grow up, you'd like to be a pilot.
Wow. Why do you want to be a pilot?
Because it's just my dream job.
Oh, I know a couple of pilots.
You do, your brother, Amy's brothers. Yeah, they're both pilots.
They have pretty good jobs.
Yeah, they do. Mm. They do. Okay, now, Taylor, you've got a score of 14 to beat. You are the last ever child to ever play small talk. How does that feel?
Really good.
Oh. Really good. Okay. So you have a decision to make, Taylor. Do you know what the decision is? Do you know if you want to play with me or Amy? Or you can play with Dangerous Dave if you want. Who do you want to play with?
Sam, please.
Oh, yes! What just happened?
Yes!
What? Are you sure?
Did Sam call you before the show?
Pay you £100. Oh, wow.
That's
okay.
That's a curveball if ever I've seen one.
Crikey. Okay, well, the pressure's on, but let's give it a go. Let's give it a go. Are you ready, Taylor?
Yeah.
60 seconds on the clock, buddy. Best of luck. In 3. 14 to beat. In 3, 2, 1, go. You get this out of cows and you put it on your cereal.
Milk.
Yeah, this is what you can squidge and make shapes out of this. It's in a little tub.
Play-Doh.
These, what you make wine out of? What do you make? What fruit do you make? Yes, A, B, C, D, E, F, G. What is it? A, B, C, pardon? A, B, C, D, E, F, G. What is it?
Alphabet.
Yeah, this is the country where the capital is Rome. And it's a,
Italy?
Yes, oh, these are like sausages but covered in breadcrumbs.
Fish fingers.
Yes! Tesco, Sainsbury's, Asda, all types of... What are they?
Superheroes.
No, not superheroes. Tesco's, Asda.
Supermarket.
Yes! This is where you go and watch films. What? Yes! This is an American pop star married to Jay-Z. What's her name? Massive pop star. Amazing. Megastar. Name rhymes with Beyonce.
Beyonce!
This is a really wiggly thing. That rhymes with quirm. Well done. The sun, the mirror, the types of...
You can't do that.
Sun, the mirror. You read them.
On the paper.
Yes! We'll give you that one. This is a really scary thing. It looks like a sheet. Like a white sheet. Whoa.
Ghost.
Ghost. Well done. This is a musical instrument that you like to play.
Guys.
Drums.
Mm-hmm. And finally, these go twinkle, twinkle, and up in the sky at night. What are they?
Stars.
Stars. He got 14! Yes! Come on! Woo!
Better than all the rest.
Saint Taylor sing!
Better than anyone.
Okay, well done, Taylor. So you win. We're going to have both winners on the show, yeah?
What?
We have both winners on the show. I'll tell you what we'll do. We're not having any losers this week. What we're going to do is we're going to give all five kids who play small talk this week the prize. All 5 weeks. If the boss won't pay for it, I'll pay for it. All five kids win. Give them a round of applause, boys and girls. To Scarlett, Alyssa, Sophie, Luke and Taylor.
Paul is so glad you're leaving.
One small talk this week. Give a round of applause, boys and girls. And the final ever game.
Who's the kid in the background? Because that was brilliant.
It sounds like the kid from Charlie Bit My Finger. You know, the video on YouTube. Brilliant. Well done, Taylor. Well done, Alyssa. We'll speak to you later. Take care, guys.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Oh, I'm going to miss that. Paul, can you get on Amazon and sort those prizes?
Unbelievable.
Okay, Friday morning, 29th of September, it's now 8:30 with your latest. Here's Katie.
Nurses say patients are being left alone to die because of a lack of staff in NHS hospitals. The Royal College of Nursing.
Meghan Trainor and All About That Bass. It's 25 minutes to 9. Sam and Amy with you on Gem. All right, mate?
Yeah.
Good. This is our very final show. Our very final show here on Gem. It is Friday morning. It's the 29th of September. And Dangerous Dave has returned to spend his time with us, Dave.
Lovely to be back, guys, for the big finale. And, of course, when I used to be on Gem, I used to do the birthday song every day at 7:35 and used to write songs for listeners all across the East Midlands. But as you are leaving today, I thought I'd write you a leaving song, if that's okay, which I'll perform for you now.
Of course it is.
And I've got to say, there was a lot of agonising about this song choice. It was a big decision.
Desperate to find out what this is.
I was thinking of doing a bit of Tupac Changes or even James Blunt, Goodbye My Lover. But in the end, I opted for a track with a sense of pathos and euphoria. And so, guys, the Sam and Amy song, leaving song. Yes, sir.
Before you do it, we want to say we're on Facebook Live. If you're not watching, go to Facebook now, search for Sam and Amy. No, sorry, for Gem 106 on Facebook, and it's also on Notts TV as well if you want to watch.
So, guys, your leaving song will be performed to the tune of Ed Sheeran's Castle on the Hill.
Oh, no.
He's going.
Oh, no.
Which I think is quite a good song, and it also features a selection of audio tidbits. And quite randomly begins with a clip of us bottle feeding hungry goats the first time.
Oh.
So that's how this starts. Sam and Amy, thank you so much for all you've done over the last 11 and a half years. This is your leaving song.
Oh, I'm feeding a goat, everybody. I am keeping him.
Badger's sniffing up.
Story, stop. She's already gone.
Have I?
Yes!
Have I?
She broke first. Look at the tears running down his little chubby cheek.
Go away and listen to the song.
I'm feeding a goat, everybody.
I am keeping him.
Badger's sniffing my armpits. All right, I'm going to feed Badger. All right, Badger, here's some breakfast. Get it up. Whoa, it's going crazy.
When it's dark and cold, you switch on Gem. Listen to the voice, listen to the resonance, the bass. Ladies. To hear these two, they're like your loudest friends.
Just wind your necks in.
Been on since 2006. Got to know their quirky tics, Sam's big hopes and ears. In 11 years, we've seen
him get hitched and have two kids. Amy's made lots of ASOS bids. They've been strong advocates for CrossFit training, entertaining us. But now it's time to move on, 'cause it's their last day. Thanks Sam and Amy, they love fakes and spray and clues to the small talk answers, and we'll miss the way that they chat about Take That and Kit Kats. Waking these Midlands, it's over at last and it's Finbrill.
Can I please stand?
No.
You need to sit down and concentrate.
Okay, I'm really sorry. Oh. I'm really sorry, but a man just put a snake in front of me.
The times you helmed canal boats.
You can always have more fun in life, can't you?
The time you fed small goats. Two times you scared me with a snake. We broke records at Twin Lakes. The times we baked homemade desserts.
Do you want to attend Lister's Day, or?
The time Sam lost his shirt.
No.
You'll miss them, I can tell. But it's time to say farewell. They're never dull. You may remember Amy's beef with Hull.
You got a bridge.
Got a bridge.
She's proud of her hometown, Leicester, and we'll miss the way that they sang to Westlife. It's the best life waking these Midlands. It's over at last and they've been brill. Thanks for having me back, it's been a thrill.
You so nearly swore.
You very nearly ended swore. Your radio career, didn't you?
You nearly swore. Now sit down in your chair and stop being a naughty boy.
Well done, guys. Dave, thank you so much.
Dave, wow.
Oh, that was nice.
So good at that.
I wasn't upset. I've got a bit of a cold this morning. No, I have. I've got a bit of a cold. That was tough.
Scott, you've got the cold. You've put mascara all down your face, Luke. That was lovely, Dave.
That was good fun writing it. Thank
you. What a pleasure. And Dave, listen, working with you, you know, the thing is that 18 months ago when Dangerous Dave told us he wanted to flee the nest and head off to the Philippines to work.
He had a midlife crisis because of that.
Yeah, I mean, I was really gutted when you left. I really was. I think I told you once or twice, but I was really gutted. And I know a lot
of
our listeners
were. So was I, by the way.
But it was just, I mean, we are truly great friends, all three of us. We've, you know, on and off the air, we spend so much time together off air as well. And it's why we've, you know, worked together for as long as we have. And, you know, we've got an hour and a half left on the show. We're not going yet, but thank you very much.
No, well, lovely to come back one last time. Thank you for having me back in.
Once again, Dangerous Day. JP Cooper in September song, it's 70 minutes to 9. You right, friend? You're right.
I'm all right. You should apologise to Fiona Lever. She's in tears, Dave.
Oh, hi,
on that song. So is Mark Davies Smith.
Thanks, Mark.
Loads of...
And Emma Bright.
Loads of lovely messages about your song, Dangerous Dave. Well done. Thank you very much. If you've taken the time to text me this morning already and say goodbye or say thank you, say well done, Dangerous Dave, then thank you very much. There's so many...
We've read them all. We just can't read them all out.
No, that's right. We'd be here all day. But thank you, Dave. Well done, mate.
Absolute pleasure.
Lovely job. 9:15. Sam and Amy on Gem. After 9 o'clock, by the way, when you get to work, make sure you join us on the show between 9 and 10 because we're going to play... 12 or 13, Paul, of the biggest songs from the last 11 years.
Amazing.
It's going to be an epic hour from 9. Stay there.
Sam and Amy on Gem with the Nottingham.
Brian Adams and Summer of 69. Obviously, this top point on a Friday, we'd normally call you back and tell you you've won £2,000. Dan is doing that after 10, okay? The line's now closed. You can't enter anymore. Dan is going to be calling somebody back after 10 here on Gem. After 9, have you seen the music we're playing after 9?
I've not actually seen it all yet. I know it's the best of the last 11 years, which really I'm very excited about.
It is. It is the 12 or 13 best songs from the last 11 years of us being on The Breakfast Show. It starts at 9. First of all, here's Charlie Puth on Gem. You've been running around, throwing that... Okay, so between now and 10, you're going to meet your new breakfast show. They're coming in to say hello. And also, we're going to play massive songs from the last 11 years.
Well, that, and also, I know you didn't get teary earlier, but when you hear the final song of today's show, oh.
Gem.
If you don't get emotional, you've got a problem.
George Michael, something by George Michael.
No, stop guessing.
Which year did we get this? Do you remember?
2008.
Was it 2013? 2013. 24
years ago.
What a song. Bit controversial when it came out, but brilliant. Robin Thicke, Pharrell Williams, Blurred Lines, 9:15, Sam and Amy on Gem. And of course, Dangerous Dave's with us for the rest of the show. For,
yeah.
You know, lovely to have you back on the show, Dave. Mm. Should we, do you remember Dangerous Dave covered this with Tanned Lines?
Yes, yes.
The idea behind it was...
instead of blurred light, it was summer, and you got to be careful you don't get wear lots of sun cream, otherwise you get tan lines.
Oh, God, we did that music video, and that I was wearing that horrible tight white dress.
She was wearing that incredible tight white dress. Here's how it sounded.
We don't want tan lines. It's such a scandal, a tan line sandal. Let's get a handle on those tan lines. I always check mine around my neckline. I'm burning, heck, I don't want tan lines. It's such a scandal, a tan line sandal. Let's get a handle on those tan lines. Cream does the job, sir. Don't be a lobster, don't want tan lines.
Such a good job, Dave. Nice.
Check
one.
Out those harmonies.
We all loved it, didn't we? I loved it. Did you love it, Amy? Do you love it?
Yeah.
Do you love it, Dangerous Dave?
I'm proud of that one.
What
about
you, Producer Paul? Did you love that? But what did Robin Thicke, of course, think of tanned lines?
Well, I think the lyric is wonderful. I think the vocal, you know, might need to do a couple more takes on the
Ouch.
Vocal. But the lyric is brilliant.
So potential collaboration in the future with Dangerous Dave, maybe?
If I lose all my money and all hope, yes, definitely.
He's ready. Sorry, Robin.
Okay, coming up, you get to meet the brand new breakfast show for Gem. Stay there.
Your first home with Gem and the Halifax.
I love my house, but my wife would say I love our lawn more. It's my pride and joy.
More than diamond, more than gold.
What are people going to do with that? That's Sean Paul impression.
Get out of the studio, so I'm told.
All right.
This show has been on air. It's old.
Yeah. I'm going to miss doing it, folks.
We're going to miss doing it.
Of course you are. This is Sam and Amy with you on Gem. Do we need to say thank you for this incredible cake?
Wowzers, we just had a delivery from the Mirage Cake Company based in Derbyshire, and they've sent the most incredible cakes these days, really up the game.
They have.
It's not just a, you know, good luck cake. It's like a suitcase, like a mini suitcase and a bottle of wine or champagne with a name on it. But the suitcase looks like you can pick it up and use it. It's extraordinary. Well done.
It's almost like there's been a TV show that's really inspired people to cook loads of cakes, isn't it?
I think it'll feature cakes or something. Anyway.
It's Friday morning. It is 9:32.
So, right now, we have some guests in the studio. Old friends to us, but possibly new to you.
Boys and girls, please welcome to the show your new Gem Breakfast Show, Joe and Sparky!
Oh. I knew we'd get a boo!
No booing, please. Nothing but positivity, please.
We did do a boo when you walked into the office the other day, and I felt sorry for you, because, Joe, you went a little bit red.
It's because I'm on steroids.
Don't go in with that stuff straight away. What are you on steroids for?
Oh, God, you want my medical history?
Why are you being so... You shouldn't ask a personal question like that far, you know.
Just know I'm on the roids and anything could happen at any moment.
I thought you were looking very athletic.
That could be quite helpful, actually, because obviously with you guys replacing us, there's certain things that Sam will be into, and a steroids is along the sort of...
Yeah. You are in shape, Sam. Yeah. I mean, I always wondered. I thought it was down to CrossFit.
No, it's just fake. It's just all fake. It's all fake.
Yeah, it's a loss of supplements.
This is a great start to being introduced to Gem, isn't it?
So
the roids chat.
Yeah, less casual drug chat on the new breakfast show.
Yeah.
What else will be happening?
Producer Paul gets them, by the way. If you need anything from a drug wise, he's the man. So let's get to know you two a bit better. Who's, because obviously there's a really obvious rude one on our show, that in the court. Who's the rude one out of you two?
Who refers me as that?
You're rude.
That's a particular
So how are we defining rude? Give me an example of what Amy does.
Rude to other people on a regular basis.
Rude to people.
It's really sarcastic.
No, I'm just honest.
Okay. That's what Joe uses as a caveat. I think Joe uses honesty as a way of being pretty rude.
She'll
call a boss out on anything.
I think many, many years ago in Smash Hits magazine, I read my star sign and it did say Sagittarians will always tell you the truth to your face. And I just feel I've adopted that mantra ever since.
Right.
We all gained a lot from Smash Hits.
I feel so.
Especially the poll winners' parties.
Yes.
Okay, so who is the faddiest? I mean, at the moment, I don't know, what are your breakfast requirements when you get here? What are you currently... Because at the moment, Sam usually requires wheat-free bread, scrambled eggs, chia seeds...
Smoked salmon.
Isn't that posh here?
Yeah, you can have whatever you want.
No, it
we
is not.
Have never heard of the aforementioned breakfast.
No, seriously, do you make your own breakfast as well?
No.
Oh, but Joe, we're really, really at the big time.
This mystical land we are moving to.
There's somebody upstairs who makes you food
standard,
for you.
That's not standard, by the way. Yeah. That's something that Sam's orchestrated over the years.
Right. Last year, Sparky, for Christmas, bought me the at-work egg boiling machine.
It's the best purchase I think we've made as a team, isn't it?
Well, hang on. It was my Christmas present with the caveat of... It's got to stay at work.
But it's winning for us both, and we've all had a better 2017 because of the at-home egg.
Have you had eggs every day because of it?
Sure.
Yeah, pretty much. And they're great because you can, like, talk on the radio and leave them and it won't burn down the office, which are really happy about.
We've said this before many, many times. It's not been pat-tested. However, we are bringing it here to Jen with...
Well, there's somebody to make your eggs for you. I don't know their name. They've been here for 8 years.
Sam! I can't confirm whether he's popular or not, but he does get the breakfast he likes.
I do.
Okay, couple more. Who has a total lack of musical knowledge? Someone needs to tick that box.
Oh, well, who ticks the box for you two?
Well, I want to introduce the LAs on air.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, that is true.
Dear.
Yeah, that is true.
Do you know what? If it's newer stuff, we sometimes have to wiki it ourselves to see how it's pronounced.
Hold on. No.
You hang on.
Right, hold on. Because, like, if it's, like, R&B, any sort of music like that, like, Joe comes to me to be educated.
Because we know
on
Jem's
that.
Big in hip-hop, so...
Joe called Beyonce's sister Solange once when her name is Solange.
He's still not convinced it's not.
Yeah, surely that's open to interpretation.
I think so. Yeah. Beyonce, Solange. Yeah. That was where I was going with it.
In interviews, which of you two is most likely to upset us? We've upset a few celebs over the years.
I tried to have a chav off with Louis Tomlinson because he said he grew up on council estates. So I went, we'll see about that. And I asked him some questions. Turns out I'm more chavvier than Louis Tomlinson.
So, he has never had a knock on the door with somebody trying to sell him stolen ham. Can you even believe that?
You had that?
It used to happen, yeah, like in my old estate, yeah. Like Anne Bernard Matthews' frozen joints, like, you know, the old, like, big lamb leg. Someone would nick it from the local co-op and then try and sell it at your front door.
So posh, they don't even know what we're talking about.
You have people knock your door. What, you don't have a
I've never heard of co-op.
What is this?
Come on.
What is this place?
I've only been to Marks and Spencer's.
Look, the guys are on in 2 weeks. 2 weeks, you start 2 weeks on Monday.
Yeah. We just want to say, though, before we go, and I'm expecting tears from at least Sam.
You'll get them.
There's
already been a few.
This is big shoes for us to fill.
Yeah, big, very
big. If between now and the rest of the show, you could be, like, really rubbish.
Yeah.
Like, because otherwise it's too much pressure on us. We know that this is a huge deal that you're going.
I don't know. Have you heard what we talk about a lot of the time? I mean, it's how many snacks you can eat in an hour. And
spiciest crisps.
I think you're going to be okay. We've heard you guys. Yeah, you're going to be fine.
I mean, that's the big stuff. I mean, like, you've literally run the East Midlands for 11 years, so massive shoes to fill, and we're really excited to come in and have the chance.
We want to say good luck and start a mini Mexican wave in the studio.
Thank you very much.
We love you! But also, we're very happy to have your jobs.
Okay, good. Thank you very much. I mean, just from sitting here with you for 3 minutes...
And we get Sam's car.
We already know it's going to be a bad show. Just listen to it. Thanks, guys.
Good luck, guys.
Jazz Barker, boys and girls. So on your radios very, very soon. What an absolute pleasure. Lovely people. Right, coming up, Lily Allen, Sia, and I've just looked down to see what the final...
Oh, you've seen it.
I've seen it.
You're
going to
go. I don't know if I can even...
We can't play that song.
I'll
lose it. Okay, it's all before 10.
Oh, stunning new sofa, she said. Thanks, I got it designed in Chelsea, I meant to say. Instead, I found my...
Little Lily Allen, Fear... Producer Paul, do you schedule up because we're off down to the smoke and she's a little bit of the smoke and she makes
that
it
is
welcome.
One of my favourite songs of the last 11 years. It really is.
That's
so good.
That's actually why I scheduled it.
Yes, thank you.
Lily Allen and the Fear. This is Sam and Amy with you on Gem for the final time. The final time we're going to talk on the radio.
Yeah.
How are you feeling?
It's weird, isn't it? I mean, look, it's been an utterly ridiculous 11 years. I mean, I've literally grown up doing this job. But I mainly want to thank you for listening and, to be honest, for helping me deal with the man sat opposite me. Because if you hadn't agreed with me on things or got involved, you know, he would be let loose and people would think that things that he says are actually truths, you know, and that would have been frightening for everyone.
I mean,
so.
A lot of the stuff I do say is made up.
Well, don't, yeah. Hey, don't ruin it all now.
But thank you for everybody listening. If you've listened to us for a year or for 10 years or 11 years, then thank you very much, because obviously without you, the show would have been nothing. Thank you, Dangerous Dave.
Oh,
thank you.
Dave.
It's been lovely to be here for your last show.
Making lovely cups of tea and
he's done more than that.
Yeah.
Done a lot more than
that. What else has he done?
Don't start.
Bits and bobs.
Thank you, producer Paul.
Yeah.
You grumpy old thing.
Thank you.
For, shut up.
No, I'm
is okay. Your voice breaking then? Yes, your voice is breaking. he just went thank you. Because also, in all seriousness, Paul, without you, the show wouldn't have been what it became. And you know,
show was a level of nonsense, and then Paul came on board and took it to an entire new level.
Yes, he did.
So he is the man to blame.
Thank you, Joe and Sparky. I'm truly blessed to have you to produce them, Paul. And Amy, thank you to you.
Oh, don't.
Because the truth is that the show wouldn't be anything if it wasn't you and me together. You and me together is what had made it, and I could have worked with many idiots, and if it wasn't for you, then you wouldn't have made me sound as great as I do.
Well, likewise.
I'm joking!
Oh, right.
Please laugh at that.
Oh, sorry, no, I was lost in a...
Well, everyone knows that she's the talented one.
I'll be honest, I was just feeling deeply uncomfortable for, you know, I'd struggle with compliments.
Well,
but...
we have never. Amy and I have made acceptance speeches before, after getting awards and what have you, and we've never thanked each other, so thank you to you.
Well, thank you,
for
Sam.
Being brilliant.
Thank you.
Brilliant.
Right, I'm going to be honest, this was the only final song we could play. I think it's going to sting a bit, this is... Can you get through this?
Of course I can get through it.
Let's thank this lady as well. We owe her everything because...
I can get through this.
She has made some of my favourite shows with us, so... Here we go.
We are going to have a little sing-along on Facebook, by the way, if you want to join us. Gem106 on Facebook. Dave, stand up.
Okay.
Look into my eyes.
Hold me.
Why are your eyes all goggly?
I'm just nervous.
high fives.
Oh, well done.
Nice one.
Oh,
nice one. Paul.
Oh, lovely. Whoa. I mean, he took me back. I've seen her live. He took me back.
Oh, we know.
It's in Paris, wasn't it?
It was in Paris, yeah.
Yeah, it's girlfriend, wasn't it? Yeah.
It was the mate's girlfriend in Paris. Thank you, Dave.
Thank you for having me. Well done, you two. Good job.
Newsreader Katie, let me fade you up. She's in the news. Thank you, Katie.
Thank you, Sam and Katie.
Thank you, producer Paul.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, assistant producer Jake.
Cheers, guys.
Thank you, Amy Vose.
Thanks, Sam Pinkham.
Thanks very much for joining. Thanks for listening. Have a good life.
Over and out.
Jam. At Hope Wells, you'll always find...